This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our 18-wheeler drivers and men and women out there in the big rigs, coast to coast, border to border, and, of course, our bulk mail center drivers out there, Felix and the gang, taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so it can be delivered to us today. Now, the suicide jockeys out there, too, want to give a special shout-out to you, delivering the gas and delivering the diesel to the truck stops and the gas stations and the airports and the train stations and wherever else it needs to go to keep America moving. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website either. The website, of course, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we've got going on there. And joining us right now from the great state of California, hey, it's the one, the only, the incomparable, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hey, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Well, they're in a good mood. The weather is fabulous. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this. Right now it's 68 degrees, clear skies. Okay, thanks, guys. 68 degrees, clear skies. Going up into the upper 80s again today. I mean, bring your bathing suit. Come on down with your towel. Get ready to have a good old time. And don't forget the sunglasses and the sunblocker, right?
That's right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize those two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget it. Well, you know, Kyle, yesterday it seems that old Joe wound up in the middle of a corn lot in Kankakee, Illinois.
He sure did, didn't he?
And here we go, folks. Sing along. Old Mick Biden had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had to watch where he was walking. Oh, my goodness. Look out, Sloppy Joe. Oh, I can just imagine him with those fancy shoes and the white shirt and the tie and the sleeves rolled up, walking through there and stepping in a cow paddy. Because he wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised.
Oh, that's a little dirt there. Look at that. There's a little sloppiness of the dirt. Right.
Yeah. Well, you can say, well, kick that then. I'm surprised that they let him keep his tie on. Usually for these kinds of photo ops, it's rolled up sleeves with no tie.
Well, where's the straw hat?
That's right. Right. And a corn cob pipe.
Well, Well, don't need a pipe necessarily, but the straw hat, you got to have the hat. You go on a farm, you got to have that sunbonnet. Okay. We were given numerous facets of oppression being visited upon by the voters of Georgia from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, from the disfranchisement of the black voters over ID requirements to amplifying the opposition from the Biden administration to highlighting how many businesses came out in opposition to the new law that was passed in Georgia, which we were told was going to screw everything up. Now, after a year of this hyperbolic coverage, we see the exact opposite of all the promises playing out. On day one of the voting, they set a voting record. On day two, they broke that record. How about that?
That's something, yeah.
And nobody's complaining about the results so far because
they're
able to do what they need to do, and it's being done. The so-called Democrat called it the voter suppression law, or otherwise known as it was the Georgia Election Integrity Act, is working the way it's supposed to.
Well, that's good. That's exactly what it's designed for.
And, of course, Tracy, Stacy, and Lacey Abrams, I said that because she's a character in her book, you know, so you never know what to call her. But anyway, she said this is going to be Jim Crow on steroids. It's going to be Jim Crow, going to be Jim Eagle. Well, not even close.
Well, sure. It's the catastrophe messaging that's given by the Democrats. You know, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, it's always going to be a return to this, a return to that. We're not going to have this again. And if you do this, literally the world will come apart at the seams. And that's how they scare people. You know, catastrophe messaging, I call it.
Yeah, and to our good friends up in Georgia listening to us and our affiliates up there, especially Atlanta, AM 920, The Answer, you know, this would almost seem to indicate that the months of wailing and crying and hysterics and accusations from the press to the Democrats to the virtue signals to the woke corporations were complete and utter fertilizer-grade commentary. Notice I was politically correct on that one.
That's right.
Yep.
Very nice.
And,
yeah.
more revealing is that this report from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the local paper that never held back from detailing the horrors that this law was promised to deliver, was absolutely wrong. Hello, come in. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, Chris Markowski is part of that legacy, too, because he and I have known each other for 20 years, and when he started on the radio, I started at the same station he did, a little small daytime station in Sarasota, a little 500-watt station. As a matter of fact, it might have even been less than that. It might have been 250 watts at the time. But anyway, that's where we started. That's where we honed our skills. And then we chased each other around for at least the next 15 years before he branched out a little bit further than what I did. And I stayed doing what I was doing. But we've caught up again, and we're having a great old time. Chris is a great guy. The Watchdog on WallStreet.com. He'll be with us in hour number three at 15 minutes to the top of the hour. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor is part of the solution to the problems that I have, that I take religiously, have been for going on 7+ years. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation over time. I had some problems tonight with my right foot and my right ankle and my right leg starting to swell up, particularly my right foot. So I took the Relief Factor, and I propped my foot up in the air, and I just kind of sat there and waited for something to happen. And within about 30 minutes, my foot felt better, number one. The swelling started to go down, number two. And now it's just plain gone. Now it's gone, and I really feel good. And this was all because of what I took about 3 hours ago. So there you go. But because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating the pain, going straight to the source of the problem. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, simply put, it's like taking a vitamin pill for your body, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. It's that simple. Sign up for it. Give it a shot. After the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work.
And then you either renew it or you say, nope, too bad, so sad, didn't work for me, I don't need it. That's all you got to do. $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what do you got to lose but what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't be telling you folks about it if it didn't work for me. That's not the way I operate. I try it. If it works, I let you know. Elon Musk, again, yesterday, they seem to be chasing him pretty good about Donald Trump and the Twitter thing. During an interview at the Financial Times Future of the Car Summit, the entrepreneur and business magnate Elon Musk said that Twitter's lifetime ban on then-President Donald Trump was just plain wrong.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what he's talking about, and I think a lot of people would agree. It's unclear whether or not former President Trump would reactivate on Twitter if Elon Musk reverses that ban. I expect that he would at some point after he takes over completely. But the idea, of course, of simply trying to cancel people at all, you know, I think has really made really put a bad taste in the mouth of Americans. And so, yeah, this is what Elon Musk is talking about now.
Yeah. Now, of course, we talked about this earlier, but we need to keep honing it back into the minds of the people that don't seem to understand. There's a few people out there that don't get what happens to the price of oil when it goes up and the price of gas when it goes up and the price of diesel when it goes up. It's a spiral that costs everybody money down the line or up the line, however you want to use it, right?
That's right. Sure.
Now, a couple of days ago, it was $4.36 a gallon nationally. The very next day, it went up to $4.40 a gallon, which is an all-time high. Now, I'm going to go over here real quick to the actual prices of the moment and see where we're at. Okay. I've still got $4.46 a gallon as the average retail price right now, and that's in America. I still got that, so we're still at that level. They haven't. I don't think they've put out the new prices, if there's any to be put out.
Well, right. Well, of course, it's heading for something. It's heading for
$5 a gallon. What it's headed for?
Well, that's right, and that something is that tipping point. And I think that's $5 a gallon. I really do think that's a psychological a barrier that will be broken. Of course. Because it becomes the idea of the perception.
Yep.
How much money do I have in my pocket or my bank account?
Yep.
How much do I have to spend? And then across the board, I'm spending more. So people start pulling back. That's just what they're going to do.
Well, I got one for you here because our former governor, now our U.S. senator, he's our junior U.S. senator. Never thought I'd say that about him. Rick Scott. He said, if Joe Biden really wants to actually fix the inflation crisis that he created, he should resign.
Well, yeah, I think that's a very, it's illustrative, obviously, of the fact that this has gotten so far out of control that, and I do think that.
And
the public
can't, and he cannot control it, Kyle, and he cannot fix it either.
No, exactly. But just the perception, the confidence the American people have, even some people, I think a lot of people that might have even voted for Joe Biden, see that he's not up to the task. This is just not happening. Likewise, I think the poor perception of Kamala Harris is the same kind of thing. Nobody thinks that she can be the president, really, and do all the things that a president does, because they just don't have confidence in this team.
You know who else can't be the president?
Who's that?
Pete Buttigieg. You know why?
Why is that?
Because of comments like this one. A greater level of public understanding about the benefits of electric vehicles needs to be had by the American people.
I think
he likes it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, let's get rid of him before he chokes. Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Pete Buttigieg, of course, is another person that's going to be in the pipeline for, hey, we can elevate this person to the nominee.
Oh, please, you know? Give me a break.
Well, yeah, but this is what's being talked about. But because it's just a figurehead kind of a thing, nobody thinks that Pete Buttigieg, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but nobody thinks that Pete Buttigieg you know, has the gravitas to be president. It's just not there. And I don't know, maybe at some point in the future, but right now the idea is they're looking for anybody that they think that they can put out there as the new figurehead and manipulate them. There is no deep bench, as far as I can tell, Captain, for the Democrats. If you look at the Republicans, I think you do have a pretty deep bench. You have people like Mike Pompeo, for example, and there are others. I just mentioned him, in addition to President Trump and so forth. But the notion of leadership is thick with the GOP, but not so much with the Democrats. It's all about an ideology and how we're going to have this person foist their ideology on you. It's a hard sell. I don't think they can sell it so well anymore.
Right. And by the way, I want you folks to go over to the Captain's America Third Watch fan page on Facebook and take a look at the latest May Military Matters newsletter that's over there. That's a show that I go on every now and then. That's our friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. That's his program.
That's right. Yeah, very cool.
He's got the newsletter on there for May and all the different events coming up for all the veterans. All right, here we go. Dr. Ben Carson says a greater level of public understanding about the benefits of electric vehicles could be had, along with Planned Parenthood and the founder, who was a eugenicist who wanted to limit the numbers of black and Hispanic people. You remember that?
Yes. You know, the genesis of all of that is pretty macabre, you know, when you think about it. It's just a terrible thing. I mean, I think if people knew more about how this, the real basis of all this, because with all the talk about racism and so forth today, my goodness, when you talk about trying to control populations based on their race, that seems pretty racist to me.
Yeah, we've got a caller on the line. Let me see. I'm gonna call her. Hang on, because I'll get to you after the break. I'm coming up on a hard break here in about 10 seconds, so don't go anywhere. We'll get right to you. It's Backgammon Bob, so I'm pretty sure he'll hang on, and then we'll get to him. By the way, real quick, Kyle, Jen Psaki says that Biden and his adding of the ultra to the MAGA line gives a little extra pop to it.
Oh, okay, fine. You know, no, it's designed to sound just like Basket of Deplorables, for
well,
example.
I got one for him back.
What's that?
Basket of Ultra Uncapables. How's that? Uncapables of doing their job. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, and caller, you hang on. I'll be right to you. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats failed to advance a bill seeking to ensure women's access to abortion.
in a vote designed to draw a clear contrast with Republicans ahead of a potential Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade. The bill that would have allowed for abortion up until birth went down in a 49-51 vote. Senators Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski joining the rest of the chamber's Republicans in voting against it. Americans are not bothered by rising COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which said under 1 in 3 American adults are very or somewhat worried about getting coronavirus. The worry level for U.S. adults is the lowest Gallup has recorded since last July. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting a family farm in Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've been offering a whole bunch of BOGO extravaganzas on their MyPillow products website. Now is the time, folks, to join the millions of Americans who've changed their quality of sleep with MyPillow. Because right now you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on over 140 different products. By the way, let's start with this one. The MyPillow Giza bed sheets and the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Top of the line, best there is. Wow. Buy one, get one. What a savings that is. And then the six-piece towel set. Buy one, get one. And again, towels that actually fit you. Why, hell, they'll even fit Bagam and Bob and me, as big as we are. And roll and go anywhere, my pillows, and so, so, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Remember, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And you will also receive Mike Lindell's new book absolutely free with any purchase.
Give them a call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word Captain. Promo code will always be the word Captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the phone line. We've got Backgammon Bob, who's been waiting patiently on the line. So, Mr. Bob, you wanted to talk about the movie 2,000 Mules?
Yes, sir, Captain. Yes, sir. A very impressive movie. And although parts of it were reenacted, weren't they? I mean, was there true footage in the film?
Yes.
Or actual footage? Or...
Yes. And then there were some reenactments that were filmed in California.
Right, sure. I'm sure I could believe that.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, one thing they suggested in the film, they wanted to get the actual mules in there to have them compel them to testify, you know. And I think that's the best way to do it. I think DeSouza was saying that. It's to arrest some of the people, because that stuff's a felony. I don't know if they can do it under state law or local law. Federal law, they wouldn't do it because of the Justice Department. But I think under state and local law, if it's a felony, it's a felony. Can they do that?
If it's a federal law, the feds are the ones responsible for doing it. The state people could arrest them and say, we've got someone here that's violated your federal charge. You've been looking for him. If you come get him, or we'll release him.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. But here's the deal, okay? What you're saying is so important. And if they don't want to do anything, like, for example, yesterday, Virginia, this is changing the subject a little bit, Virginia did not want to honor the Governor Youngkin's request to provide extra security from the Virginia State Police or the Bureau of Investigation for the justices that live in Virginia. They said, nope, not going to do it.
I think they could take parts of that film, and make that into some very good ads for the
They've already done it.
Election.
They've already done it. Trust me.
Right,
already done
right,
it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
Thank you. All right.
All right.
That's about it, Captain.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks very much. Okay. Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, no, this sounds like a very interesting documentary. I think I've seen it posted in different places. It's going to be great.
Okay. Go over to the chat room and take a look at the comment Jeff just made and read it out loud.
Well, Jeff says movies lost their credibility with Oliver Stone.
This movie was made by and sponsored by and produced by the Salem Media Group. If there was ever a movie that you wanted to watch that was 199% credible, this is the one.
Yeah, it seems like it's been pretty intense, pretty hard-hitting.
It is, and it's factual. Everything from start to finish is factual.
Yep.
No doubt about it. And by the way, they're hoping that people would challenge them and say, well, this isn't right, that isn't right, and then they're going to turn around and they're going to say, really? Well, look at this.
Well, right, exactly. And because more information is always better, and especially when you start to mix it up, when you put out a movie like this or a documentary like this, yeah, hopefully it spurs conversation and it spurs people to try to find out more, and so that they can get involved with the facts. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I was just watching a Broadway star go nuts over somebody sitting in the audience not wearing a mask while she was sitting up on stage not wearing a mask herself, and then going after the person in the audience for not wearing a mask and says, get the F out of here.
Well, basically, Captain, that's exactly what some want people to do, and that is to completely divide. You're the mask police. You stop a whole performance just to yell at somebody, and it's by design in many ways. In other words, we're not working together. That's for sure.
Well, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly, and it's a holier than thou, kind of a thing. And it's never a good look. It's bad form, but it's divisive, and that's the order of the day these days.
All right, we got somebody chiming in and sent me a direct message. It's George down there, Bradenton Way. He says the gas prices here in Bradenton are hovering around $4.49. Where I work, our prices are increasing again, and in August they're going to go up even higher. But our salaries? Nope.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, Captain, when you have inflation running where it is, you know, 8.5%, people don't really
It's more than that, Kyle.
Well, of course it is.
Just the groceries. The bottom end of the groceries yesterday, 10.8%. Just the groceries.
Well, that's right.
And that's low. But that's low.
Yeah, but people's wages aren't increasing anywhere near that rate.
Of course not.
And they won't. And it's so people are going to find themselves in very bad straits, and I'm just talking generally here, and they'll start making real different decisions. Uh-huh. And if people don't think that we're going to be officially in a recession very, very soon, then they got another thing coming because of the way all this is being handled. It's as if it's putting fuel on the fire as opposed to trying to put out the fire.
The U.S. economy is teetering on disaster, and Joe says, it's not my fault, blaming everybody but himself. President Joe Biden took a desperate political gamble this week by blaming the Republicans for runaway inflation that's gobbling up gas money and grocery budgets, but that clumsy attempt at the political blame game didn't happen without pushback and facts from the totally now debunkment of Biden. He's being debunked because he can't say, not my fault, I didn't do it. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Right, or it's the Putin price hike. I mean, you know, go to your
that Roswell. I don't want to say what I'm thinking, so I'll just say that's pure BS.
Well, right, but it's everything, and it's typical far-left Democrat strategy. You blame everybody.
Yeah.
It can never be your fault, yeah. and then just tell everybody, yeah. I'm fighting for you.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. So a U.S. trade deficit with communist China is climbing. It's getting larger, not smaller, as was promised. Remember, we're going to be doing less and less business for China. We're going to be making it ourselves because we're bringing the problem. We're going to make it over here in America. Yep. Really? Really?
Yeah, that's not happening anytime soon.
No.
And Captain, can you imagine any other – well, let's just say a generic Republican president had the kind of ties – that Joe Biden has in the past were visiting China or doing business or his family members or what have you, Ukraine, China, you name it, this would have been a major, major sticking point, and the media would have never let up about it. But Joe Biden, it's all good.
By the way, I just got a message here from Jimmy. Jimmy's in Ocala. Jimmy says, I wonder if Joe Biden would want to have a watermelon farm.
I don't know.
In response to what we did a little while ago with the music of...
with the old McDonald.
You got that handy again?
I think we do. Let's see if I believe that we do the old McDonald music.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here it comes, folks.
All right. Sing along, everybody. Oh, here we go. Old McBiden had a farm. Watch where you're stepping, Joe. That's cow patty. Oh, geez. All right, we got to go. We'll be right back with more, Kyle. Hang tight. And we're going to be back with our Truckers Highway and Fiber Report. Oh, my goodness, that was funny. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Green seagull turn a deeper blue.
could not foresee this thing happening to you.
You know something, Kyle? I do believe that was on the theme from China Beach.
I think you're right. Yeah, it's, I think back in the day they used that for that that show. Absolutely.
Yeah, and of course that is a Vietnam vintage song. So we had two tonight from the Rolling Stones, and you know, little roll back to clock time tonight. Speaking of roll back in the clock. In the last hour, we've had some changes to the weather where I'm at and where you're at. I guess it's still looking the same, but get at it, and we'll tell the people what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in Seattle, Washington tonight, looks like we got rain showers. That's going to go on down south through Tacoma. Looks like it's going to be a little bit on I-5 as you head south out of Seattle tonight. Going to be back in it right around Longview. It looks like it's stopping a little bit north of Portland, but you still got a lot of rain off the coast, and that probably is going to continue on coming on in. Over in Montana tonight, we got rain across I-94. This is going to be just outside of Billings as you head east, head up through Miles City, up towards Glendive. You're going to be in rain there. And as you go a little bit south of Billings, you're going to be in rain, especially as you come down I-25 across the border into Wyoming. A little bit east of Cody in the Basin area in Wyoming, you've got rain tonight as well. Near north of Logan, Utah, and up into some of southern Idaho there, just across the border, you got rain going on there, Interstate 15. Also rain around Salt Lake City tonight as well. And we've also got some wind warnings, of course, that we need to tell you about. High wind warnings in most of southern Wyoming, so coming across I-80 near Rock Springs as you head over towards Cheyenne, you're going to be there in the high wind warning, so high profile vehicles, be careful. And of course we have dry and hot weather throughout Colorado, mostly eastern Colorado and eastern northeastern New Mexico tonight as well, so be careful out there.
Okay, well, tonight we have in North Dakota some flooding still remaining along I-29 from the Canadian border on down to Fargo, and the low-lying areas there are all flooding, have been all week long, still are. A little bit of flooding over in the Minnesota side, too, of the Red River Valley, so be advised of that. Also, when you get down into South Dakota now, coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, you've got some flooding there. You've got a flood warning and a flood watch going on, not very far east of Rapid City, and some flooding there along some of the secondary roads, so be advised of that. When you get over on the east side of South Dakota, in particular right there along the southern part of Minnesota, along I-90, you're going to be in fog, and the fog is going to be about 75 miles long or so on I-90. North-south coming off of the border down there, Minnesota and Iowa, it's going to go about 100 miles north, so be advised of that. Over to the southeastern corner of Iowa tonight and into the northwestern corner of Illinois, you have some unsettled weather conditions there for what could be some severe thunderstorms in the making, because there's going to be thunderstorms bouncing around all through that territory today, including the northeastern side of Wisconsin. So be advised of that. Now, down in the Metroplex, Dallas Metroplex, we've got a big area of dense fog coming out along I-20. If you're coming east out of Dallas, you'll have fog over towards the Louisiana line. You've got fog in Beaumont, you've got fog in Houston, you've got fog in Galveston, you've got fog bouncing all the way down the coast on down to Brownsville and McAllen, so be advised of that. You've also got fog along the Louisiana coast from about Gulfport, Mississippi, over to just the other side of New Orleans, and then up north of New Orleans, going up 55 right there where it comes into Mississippi, you're going to have an area of dense fog right in that little block of the woods, so don't forget about that. You've got fog tonight up on I-90 east of Cleveland going over towards Erie, Pennsylvania, so be advised of that. And you've also got some unsettled weather that's shown up now in upstate New York, north of Lake George and all the way over to Watertown, as well as northern Vermont. And way up in the top of Maine, you've got some unsettled weather conditions up there. So be advised of all of that.
Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we can find out more about the Pilot and Flying J by checking out what website?
That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And you can catch him every night, 2 a.m. in the morning. He's around with me for a couple hours. So there you go. Okay, now, joining the party, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you hear about the Oath Keepers and something that we haven't been told about until now, a video that surfaced about 16 or well, actually, let's put it this way. There was about 20 of them that went in at the request of a police officer, a Capitol police officer, a lieutenant, to rescue and get out of harm's way a bunch of Capitol police that had got themselves boxed in a real pickle inside there with the protesters.
I saw that report. I am suspect of anything that comes out of reports here at this point.
Well, I'm suspect of the report, but I saw the video. And the video says it totally verifies the report. But I wonder why we're not seeing that stuff.
You wonder?
They don't want us to know?
Of course not.
Mm-hmm. And that would be our wonderful professional news media?
No, I would think it would be evidence that the Department of Justice, because, you know, let's not forget, the FBI works for the Department of Justice, and they don't want it out there. They're prosecuting cases and forcing these people out of desperation
to plead guilty.
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I think these guys are going to be represented by the film. They may not allow it in court, but when the public gets a chance to see this, and I think they will, from what I'm hearing, this will change their attitude about what this January 6th committee is up to.
Well, some have already taken a plea deal, so yep. We don't know where this will necessarily be in the scope of things.
No, but there's some that haven't, and these are the ones that are that are in this video. Plus, this lieutenant, this police officer, they actually put him on leave because he was wearing a MAGA hat, but it was all part of what he was doing to try to get his men out of there, and women,
well,
I might add.
You've got some that FBI that was there.
Yep.
And they're still on the payroll. They just had their security clearance stripped.
Yep.
Now, how does that work?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you work for the FBI without security clearance?
Yep. Yep, yep, and yep. Okay.
We're being policed here, lied to,
right.
Manipulated.
Caller, hang on, and we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we venture along during the nighttime hours here, and she'll be right back after the top of the hour news, and I will be too, so don't go anywhere. We shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.